Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. As we head into the season of graduations and new opportunities, I wanted to take a moment to discuss one of three leadership behaviors I think are core for all people. Now, you've heard me discuss the concept of being Buffalo. That is, an optimist who turns into the storm and proactively takes on the challenges they face with zeal and energy. But I have two more leadership behaviors that I live by and I speak about when I have the opportunity to serve and present to others. There are, I believe, three obligations that we as leaders need to aspire to each day. They can be summed up in these categories and are in order. First is being Buffalo. Second is being an advocate for the underdog. And third is to be the tender of acorns. These beliefs of mine are deeply rooted in my life experiences and my core belief that everyone has an obligation to be optimistic for others, stand up for others, and defend the next generation. The advocate for the underdog has a few core behaviors, and they are both genuine and consistent. But before I get into what they are, I want to tell you a quick story and why I'm so motivated by this. While I always sound confident on these podcasts, there was a time when I was incredibly sensitive, anxious, and very defensive. That time? Middle school. Several things had happened in our family during that time, and it was challenging. For me, but not always for those reasons. Those weren't always the crux of my issue. My issue was that middle schoolers can be cruel, and I learned early on not to be mad at the bullies, but instead, the people who stood by. Years later, I would learn of something called the bullying triangle. Imagine a triangle, and at the top of the triangle is the bully. On the right side, on the bottom of the triangle, is the victim, and on the left side, on the bottom, is the bystander. When bullies put others down, push or shove or intimidate, they usually like an audience. It is the victim of the bullying that in the moment is feeling very vulnerable, but when time passes, they grow angry that the people on the left side of the triangle just stood by and watched. Now, when I was 13, I didn't know about the triangle, but I did know that I was one of the shortest people in my class, and therefore easily pushed, shoved, and never picked first for basketball pickup games. Now, I'm pretty lucky in my life, and while middle school and high school were not always fun as a result of my height, especially when a state champion defensive lineman from our high school carried me across the high school by my underwear band, I did learn a lot about life and how to quickly spot the behaviors of people who are not kind by nature. I share this reflection because all of us have been in the sad position of being isolated by the meanness of another person, and many of us have been in that situation with a bystander, someone who just stood and watched, which is why we need to teach advocates and how to advocate for the underdog. I believe that anything can be learned. Well, almost. My exceptions have been trig and physics, but I think it's a mindset thing. Anyway, what I mean is that we need to teach adults and children how to become advocates for the underdog. Oddly, life has a lot of ironies. As a kid, I was the shortest in my school, shortest on every team I was on, or at least tied with Jeff, and I couldn't control it. However, I grew to 6 feet tall when I was in college, and never have I ever diminished someone for something they can't control. I learned, in an easy way compared to most, that people choose to put you down for what they want to, whether that be your height, your weight, your race, your ethnicity, your speech patterns, your gait, your ears, your nose, your hair, whatever. But someone needs to step in the pathway of that ignorance and meanness, and that's where advocates for the underdog come into play. Here's my leadership reflection challenge for you. First, are you quick to judge others and articulate that negativity? Second, do you passively allow others to genuinely put down other people in front of you, even their ideas? And third, how are you standing up for others and what you believe in? So, how do we become advocates for the underdog? Well, there are three behaviors. First, stop caring about the crowd. Care about the person or the cause. So often we see the crowd turn against someone as they are fueled with ignorance or anger. An advocate doesn't care about the crowd. They care about what is right, and they lead with empathy. They immediately place their emotional capital in the life of the person that they are working with, imagining what they are feeling and are fueled by the desire to counter the pain with kindness. Second, the advocate creates a disconnect for the underdog. That's right, a disconnect, a situation, an opportunity. Many times people believe that it takes some great level of courage or jujitsu-like skills to get people to stop or to see another perspective. An advocate simply hears or sees an unjust situation and calls it out. This simple, hey, either literal or figurative, provides cover and distraction for the underdog. It also provides them courage. At the end of the day, many times the underdog, whether it be a person or an idea, are feeling isolated and don't know who's with them. In life, the negative people are usually the first to speak because they are fighting for status quo and have an unwillingness to change. These not-so-positive souls are very intimidating because we think that everyone is with them. The reality is, they're likely in the minority and everyone wants someone to stand up to them. So stand up! The final underdog behavior is simple and elegant, but incredibly difficult. It is to stand up. Be the voice that says, this isn't right. This makes me uncomfortable. I'm not sure we should. Is there anyone else who sees this as an issue? Or better yet, stand with the underdog and simply show your support. The advocate for the underdog is someone who models to others that it is okay to step out of the lane of comfort and increase your vulnerability in order to serve others. Sometimes you can't do what is popular in order to maintain popularity with the crowd. Sometimes you have to stand with the one in order to get the others to see that they are not seeing the world with empathy, that they're not being reflective, and that they are harming the organization or environment by having an unwillingness to stand with the underdog. I bring this up as a reflection about your leadership because sometimes some of us create the conditions that no one can speak, that the outliers are scolded, that the eclectic people on the team are pounded into the round hole. When instead, real leaders, leaders who serve others by standing next to and behind others, see that everyone will eventually need an advocate, that all of us in some way will be an underdog, and that any of us have the potential to provide the lift for the people who are the underdogs. My last thought for you on underdog leadership is a cliche in American culture, and that is that Americans love an underdog. We like to root for the team, the person, the organization that is taking on the giant. However, in order for the underdog to have the opportunity and courage, they need leaders to help them create the conditions that allow them the chance to be the underdog in the fight. Reflect for a moment on this question. Who in your life advocated for you when you were the underdog? Who in your life took your underdog quality or situation and presented it back to you as a positive, a strength, an opportunity? Be that person this week and every week for others. Now, here is how a buffalo leader acts. They act on the situation, the project, for a person, a cause, a kid. No one deserves to be left on the sidelines as the crowd ignores their situation. No one deserves to be standing there solo with the weight of the crowd's eyes upon them. Instead, they need a buffalo to come charging in, charge along, and take on the role of advocacy and race into whatever storm appears on behalf of the others. You want to have loyalty amongst those you serve? Never let anyone mess with them, not internally or externally. You want an organization that has people dedicated to the mission? Make risk-taking the norm by standing up for the underdog's ideas. You want to have engagement? Get into the business of advocating, and people will stand next to you, and they will have the courage, because of your leadership, to not just do what is right in the moment, but what is right for the underdog. That's why we always root for them, because no one in the crowd thought they had a chance, and then, against all odds, with everyone suddenly cheering for them, they find the courage to take on the world. And that's because someone advocated for them. Someone stood by them. Someone supported them. Someone helped build their skills. Someone was there for them. This week and every week after, let's aspire to have these words on our mental resume for leadership. And they are these: advocate for the underdog. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe the behaviors of the advocate. List the people in your life that have supported you when you were the underdog. Reflect on an upcoming opportunity for you to advocate for an underdog, whether that be a person, a cause, or a process. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and please like, share, and rate the podcast on your platform. This allows my mission of supporting leadership to grow. As always, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music, and make sure to find them on Spotify or on iTunes, or even better, visit their website and buy some of their merchandise. Finally, this episode was inspired by a song I reheard this week. It is by an artist named Matt Kearney, and the song is entitled Heartbreak Dreamers. He's a great artist, and I have all of his albums. I was driving home from a great day working with the elementary teachers in Menasha, Wisconsin. Go Blue Jays! And this song came on. I was energized by the fun I had had with the teachers as we were looking to increase strategies to support families and students. This song came on, and I decided it was time to begin talking to you about being an advocate for underdogs. As you'll hear, in this song, there is a poet named Anis Mojani who reads his poem, Shake the Dust, which I posted on the Smart Thinking Facebook page. His poem is leadership in the simple fact that an underdog can have their day and life shifted by one simple behavior, an inspiring word or action by another. Seriously, underdogs tend to be remarkably resilient, and sometimes their fuel comes from one person saying, shake the dust and keep moving.
This one's for Mike, still waiting for his wife. This one's for Grandma, losing the love of her life. This one's for those first prayers to heaven on the road that seems never ending.
For all the heartbreak dreamers, waiting for the light, looking for just one reason to get through the night. Every long lost believer caught in the fire. All the heartbreak dreamers gonna be alright. Everybody sing.
This one right here, this is for the fat girls. This one is for the little brothers. This is for the schoolyard wimps, for the childhood bullies that tormented them, for the former prom queen and for the milk crate ball players, for the nighttime cereal eaters and for the retired elderly Walmart store front door greeters. Shake the dust. This is for the benches and the people sitting upon them. For the bus drivers driving a million broken hymns. For the men who have to hold down three jobs simply to hold up their children. For the nighttime schoolers and for the midnight bike riders trying to fly. Shake the dust. This is for the two-year-olds who cannot be understood because they speak half English and half God. Shake the dust. For the boys with the beautiful, beautiful sisters, shake the dust. For the girls with those brothers who are going crazy, those gym class wallflowers, and the 12-year-olds afraid of taking public showers. For the kid who's always late to class, gets the combination to his lockers. For the girl who loves somebody else, shake the dust. This is for the hard men who want love, but know that it won't come. For the ones the amendments do not stand up for the ones who are forgotten, for the ones who are told to speak only when you are spoken to, and then are never spoken to. Speak every time you stand so you do not forget yourself. Do not let one moment go by that doesn't remind you that your heart beats 100,000 times a day and that there are enough gallons of blood to make every one of you oceans.
See why I thought that was important to listen to? Be Buffalo this week for others.